I hate couples who miss out on the joy of sex with each other because they think there are some do's and don'ts, mainly developed through misconceptions.
That's right. As married partners, we should be the most open with one another.
But I just gotta hear it from a female. Do you think oral sex is okay?
I truly do think it's okay. Within the confines of the relationship, I do. We are one man and one woman, and we are exploring each other's bodies. We are created for each other's pleasure, and part of that is oral sex.
Absolutely. So there's nothing wrong with it. I know you're probably just paranoid that your mother might watch this
video one
day.
Mom, please forgive me.
But it's okay. Again, as long as you're enjoying each other sexually, exploring, coming up with new ideas for each other, that you're both on board. Once sex becomes a deal about me,
that's right,
and what I want, and I don't care what your opinion is or whether you're comfortable or not, then we have a problem. But here's a deal that I see coming up in our counseling offices a lot, is that there will be misunderstandings about oral sex. And you're refusing to have oral sex only because of either religious differences or past traumatic events that have happened in your life. If that's the case, then I want to challenge you to really address that and talk with a professional, a counselor or a sex therapist that can help you overcome your past. And that might be your parents who just said, you know, oral sex is wrong. Well, that's not a fair thing to say no to your spouse over.
Mm-hmm. You can explore each other.
That's right. If that's the only reason, because your parents or because someone else said so, really explore it for yourself. Different personalities, you do want to honor the differences that you have. And if one spouse is not open to it, then it's not okay to push that on her or on him. That's not okay. But within the confines of your relationship, if there's a safe environment, if you're able to talk about it and be vulnerable with each other and really want to change and want to meet the other person's need, then what you're going to see and what you're going to find is you're going to find more patience, more caring, more openness to trying different things.
Which, by the way, equates to more passion.
That's right.
And more fun in the bedroom. And that's what the bedroom should be.